Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for...
Bro, I see you sleeping here every single morning.
The news.
Going on Facebook Live. Every morning I drive by, you're sleeping. I can't even see you in the front seat.
With your host...
Take it out and show it off.
Courtney Cox.
Maybe easier to game plan over Tom Brady? No.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Charlie Baker officially announced his decision not to run for a third term yesterday. Here's what he had to say about the tough decision.
It was, in fact, a very complicated and difficult decision, but there is a ton of work that's left to be done as we come out of this pandemic to rebuild, recreate, reimagine many of the things that were busted during the course of all this. And we believe it's most important that we spend the next year focusing on that and not focusing on, let's call it the discourse, and that's probably an insult to the word discourse, that comes with political campaigning.
Well, you know, you want to know what's being whispered? To yours truly?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The scuttlebutt?
All right. I'm ready for this one.
Your next governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts,
yep,
may be Labor Secretary Walsh.
Ooh. Okay.
Very interested in this job.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Would Baker support that? Would he endorse that?
I don't know.
I know they had different views,
right,
when he was the mayor. So,
well, sometimes,
yeah, that's true.
That you have no idea what you're talking about right now with that statement, and that's just looking to get me credit. And that was a ridiculous statement.
I mean, he's a smart guy, I'll tell you that.
There will be bike lanes all over Massachusetts.
Now, did you guys used to do Mayor Monday with him?
He's going to come back and turn the Mass Pike into one big bike lane.
Man, he'd be all over. He'd be out somewhere
Does he know he's running for governor of the Commonwealth, not governor of Copenhagen?
Right.
I was in Copenhagen.
Did you guys used to do Mayor Monday with him?
We get him on the show sometimes, yes.
I love the show, by the way. It's great. Yes. Yeah, it was me almost every morning.
Did
you see the story in Politico, Greg?
What?
About what happened when Marty arrived in D.C.?
No.
He showed up at an OBGYN office, and they were like, what are you doing? It's not that. And he was like a total idiot.
Really? He went to the wrong office?
Swing and a miss.
Ken, can you explain that to me?
I have no idea. I actually have no idea what he's talking about.
He's a labor secretary.
Oh God,
I work with
morons. That's good. Good job.
Wait a second. Let me hold my nose, and I can only smell exhaust, but that still smells.
Can you repeat that joke again?
Let's stick to fart jokes.
Wow.
Yeah, fart jokes always hit on.
All right, so.
Your new governor.
Yeah.
That was a longer pause than when Courtney asked Bill about the game plan.
On the Republican side of things, mm-hmm, I don't know. I can't think of anybody who could run and win. Is there a Republican businessman type of person who would have their own money? The problem is money.
Go to dealforsenate.com.
For the governor?
Yeah, is he running?
Well, the next governor's going to be
a woman. Is there a guy like Jim Davis who owns New Balance, who's tends to be a Republican? Would he do this? Because the problem is fundraising. Like, the other candidates are already ahead.
Right. Could Ernie run?
Ernie would not. I don't think Ernie would ever
I don't think
do
he's that. Like,
I don't think he would ever do
that. Voted for Jeff Deal over Elizabeth Warren.
What about
Warren,
Anissa?
Huh?
I told you.
Anissa, I've heard rumors that Anissa Asabi George is considering.
So you think about a woman mayor and now the first woman governor?
Yeah.
Wow, pretty impressive.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
All right.
The CDC said yesterday it has confirmed the first U.S. case of the new coronavirus variant called Omicron, which was detected in Northern California. Here is Dr. Fauci.
So this is the first confirmed case of COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant detected in the United States. And as all of you know, because we've been discussing this, we knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States. And as you know, we know, I've been saying it, and my colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying it, we know what we need to do to protect people. Get vaccinated. If you're not already vaccinated, get boosted.
Hmm. No comment.
Omicron.
No comment. Mm. Okay. I don't like talking about COVID.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Something cheery and happy.
Well, that's a good company name.
Huh?
That's a good company name.
I keep my opinions to myself on the COVID.
Where you work? Hey, I work for Omicron.
Well, there is a restaurant I noticed that was named Omicron before this, and they're thinking about a name change.
Yeah, I would.
The business has been off for the past few days.
Yep. We'll head to Drake It for the next story. This isn't a great one either, but alarms went off about a Facebook post on the Uniquely Drake It page to hire 80-year-old Joseph Bass as a Santa Claus this holiday season. So it's like a rent-a-clause
type
deal.
How old is the dude?
80. Wow. 80 years old.
Okay.
But what's missing in the post is that Bass is a registered level 2 sex offender found guilty in Palm Beach, Florida in 2007 for sending a minor harmful information. Yeah. So here he is talking about the charges against him.
That was a plea because I was told it would cost an enormous amount of money to fight something. I have grandchildren. I love children. I've never harmed a child in my life.
That's a slippery slope right there.
Isn't 80 a little bit old to be? How old is Santa supposed to be?
Oh, 150.
He's older than that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So,
maybe not that particular job.
Yeah, but Santa's a little bit more in shape than a normal 80-year-old person.
True.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, this guy looks exactly like Santa.
He does?
Like, he's a top-notch looking Santa. Huh. So, here's a story that can back why Greg doesn't do any type of manual labor around the house. A man in Tennessee fell off a ladder while decorating for Christmas, and now he wants to warn other homeowners about what happened.
Yeah.
Here's Ken Wilson, who took the tumble.
From that morning, I was watching the weather, and I said, today would be a good day to hang up some Christmas lights. It's been painful for me. I've got 6 fractured ribs, shoulder, and humerus bone, a little bit of spleen damage. When I did fall, I guess I laid there unconscious for a couple of minutes. Stay safe, stay on the ground. If you can do all your decorations from the ground, do it from the ground.
I would hire somebody.
Ladders are dangerous.
You put yourself at risk when you do the home improvement projects. I don't do any of them. Never
but this
did
wasn't even home improvement. This was just decorating for the holidays.
Well, I mean, there's a certain level like you said, once you start getting up high on a ladder, you got to make sure that thing is secured, right? So you need a special ladder. Hook yourself up to one of them rock climbing harnesses.
But the problem is, even when it comes to changing a light bulb, there's a lot of risk involved. So I just hire somebody to do it. All right, what else?
Well, Florida, they're not like the rest of us.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
A fight turned into a massive brawl involving hundreds of children at a Tampa Bay trampoline park.
Really?
200 kids, mostly teenagers. It caused the park, obviously, to close early. The sheriff's office said they made no arrests, but 200, that's a lot of kids.
What were they fighting over?
Well, there's video of it, and you can see it starts in the park, and it kind of then moves as a big fight like that does.
Did it move over to the ball pit?
It moved over to, other businesses in this strip mall.
It started inside or outside?
It seems like it started inside and then kind of flowed out.
Okay.
Here's Sandra Bermudez, who started recording on her cell phone.
This escalated very quickly. They were all having fun. And then when this lady says, oh, my God, and I turn around to look, they're fighting. I think that this would have been easier to control if more parents had been there because the kids were all unsupervised.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You could see it. Somebody said something. And then that was it. Like a beach fight. We used to have those in the summertime.
But why, if you're not personally involved in said fight, mm-hmm. why do you jump in?
Courtney, no one has said truer things. I am a man who wears glasses. I can only yell from the background. I never get involved physically in those kinds of things.
Right. Courtney, you went to a nice private school in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and there are certain times, there probably wasn't many fights in your school, but there are certain places where when there is a fight,
yep.
everybody jumps in. So, you know, that's kind of what this is looking like. I'm seeing one person say something, and they're, oh, you talking about my boy. Next thing you know, we out here, we wilding out. It's a Donnybrook in the middle of the street.
Mm. Okay. Well, the Ohio Department of Agriculture is forcing a TikTok star to give up his pet monkey. Rico Exotic posted his monkey on TikTok this past year, and he blew up. He has over 1 million followers. I know exactly who he is. But the department...
He did what? I'm sorry?
He posted his monkey. Pet monkey on TikTok, and it like, people...
It's, anybody else fear for the future at all? At any time?
That's content that's interesting.
Monkeys.
Will you have a pet monkey?
Monkeys equal content.
Yes.
How would you want a pet monkey?
I know, they're so dirty. But the department received a tip about it. They raided the house, said he didn't have the correct permit for this pet. But now he says he's going to move out of Ohio to try to save his monkey.
Oh, he is. Hmm. Yeah, he and the monkey are out of there.
You have have a permit to have, like, your pet monkey?
Oh, yeah.
Not in Florida. I guarantee you don't need one in
Florida. A lot of places you do, though.
I feel a lawsuit coming on. What's his name?
Rico Exotic.
You steal that from Joe Exotic?
He did. Yes, he did. Yes, he clearly did, Wiggy. Well, you're right.
It's like MJ10. You can't come up with your own little name?
Can Joe sue him from
I don't think so.
If he trademarked it.
Oh, interesting. Some Tennessee residents in Hamilton County are worried about thousands of deliveries at their neighbor's house. So one neighbor who wants to remain anonymous said every day UPS delivers tons of packages.
Okay.
Now, how they know the next part is interesting to me. I would think this is trespassing, but they said they're all half empty or empty boxes. That means you're going over, you're picking up these boxes that don't belong to you and shaking them or whatever.
So are they calling it an eyesore or something?
Right. They're saying that, but they're saying it's very suspicious. What
How
are
many
all
boxes
these
is it?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands that are piled up outside of this person's house.
Okay.
But this is what a different neighbor had to say.
It started out, maybe there were 20 packages out there, and then became 100, and then thousands. I don't know what's in the packages, but... You know, I would imagine the weather damages whatever's in the package, but it just stays outside. It looks kind of crazy, makes the neighborhood kind of look a little crazy.
How about mind your own beeswax?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
It's their property. Leave them alone.
Maybe that person's a small business owner and they're, like, getting stuff shipped in.
If anything, you should be doing, like, a wellness check to make sure no one's dead inside because if the packages are...
Good point.
Yeah. I will vote for whichever candidate promises to pass a law where you can only buzz the unit that is getting the package. It is my least favorite thing about living in South Boston.
So what do you
I'm
mean?
Trying to get work done during the day. Pudge loses his ever-loving mind the second that thing gets hit, and it's never for me. It's for, people upstairs.
But are they buzzing your unit to get your attention because the people upstairs aren't there, so they need to be let in? Is it Amazon or something?
Yes.
But that's not right. I agree with you.
I mean, it's illegal. It should be illegal.
By the way, what were you telling me before the show? You're calling for a douche move trial this morning. Is that correct? Do you want to do that later?
Yeah, it has to do with your better half demanding a unique food order that is something that I would never make.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
What else, Courtney?
Really sad news out on the West Coast. Jacqueline Avant, who is the wife of music producer Clarence Avant, was shot and killed in what seems to be a robbery gone wrong in her house yesterday morning. The weird part about this is that Clarence was home, as was a security guard at the time. And you look at videos of the crime scene outside, obviously, from helicopters or whatever, and they seem to go through a glass sliding door. It's all shattered. Go in. But when I first heard the story, I'm like, oh, he must have been gone. She must have been home alone, and this happened.
But he was there.
He was there. Huh. So was a security guard.
Huh.
Don't know how that happens, but really terrible news.
Did he get shot?
It doesn't seem, it seems like he's fine.
And the security, there's a security guard in the home?
Yes.
Something ain't adding up.
You know who he is?
The Black Godfather.
Yeah. Have you seen? Have you seen the documentary?
I've seen that documentary.
You seen it?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's worked with everybody.
Everybody.
In fact, if you watch that documentary, it's called The Black Godfather. Hank Aaron would not have been who Hank Aaron was if it were not for him.
Yeah.
But he's worked with, Jay-Z, Snoop, everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody's in that. Bill Clinton's in that documentary. Obama's in it. It's an amazing documentary, so I highly recommend it.
And something's going on out in L.A. where the robberies are skyrocketing.
Yes, something's going on. Do you know what it is?
It's called
We Don't Charge Anybody with Any Crime When They Commit It.
And it's everywhere. It's not just L.A.
That's what it is.
Well, I guess we're just hearing about L.A. because it's all these famous people.
No,
we're not.
It's everywhere.
It's California.
It's Atlanta.
It's what they're doing.
Oh.
A Playboy model was kicked out of a mall in Miami because she was wearing nothing but body paint and pretending to be a nutcracker. Now, this seems like maybe it's just a nice little holiday, spreading holiday joy, if you will. So it's a stunt because of a TikTok trend, an internet challenge called No Nut November.
Nut November.
So she was walking around the mall handing out nuts.
Okay.
Here is a video of, or a sound from the video of that.
Hello, sir. Could you take a nut? Are you sure? It's November. Wanna take a nut? Oh, gracias. Are you sure it's November?
Is body paint, is that legal? Wait,
Greg, you're running the jingle all the way in body paint.
Well, it's indecent exposure, I would think.
Well, if you cover it up, right? What if you body paint yourself in, like, in clothes?
Well, that's what she would look like, the nutcracker.
was she handing out chestnuts?
That's what she did.
Walnuts.
You know what the nutcracker is? You don't know. You have no idea what the nutcracker
isn't
is.
Isn't it like some show or something like that?
Ballet,
right?
Yeah.
Do you know the character, the Nutcracker? Like
what
the
he looks
oldest,
like?
The oldest.
Yeah,
Christmas.
The thing that you have at on the Christmas table.
Can you
table
draw a picture of what you envision the Nutcracker looking like?
I feel like it looks like one of those things that stand outside the Queen's Palace.
A beefeater?
Little tip that would be an unbelievable NFT to buy is to buy some kind of a whacked out Nutcracker NFT, and then he can walk around in the metaverse as the whacked out.
Yeah, you put the nuts in it and crack it. It's always on Christmas table.
The Nutcracker. It's a whole thing. It's like a Christmas musical. Okay. I took Julio to it when she was like 8 or something.
It's beautiful.
Unbelievable father daughter thing to do was to take your daughter to that.
Yeah, I will say she looks clothed. Like it's kind of, and it's in Miami. She looks clothed.
It's Florida, not like the rest of us, I guess. All right, anything else?
An irrational fear. Authorities in Illinois are investigating after a man was poked by a needle device attached to a gas nozzle at a gas station just outside of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, the incident happened on Monday while the victim was pumping gas at a Shell gas station. There was an unknown white powder in the hollow area behind the needle, and there was an adhesive substance holding it all together. So think of your gas nozzle, and then there's a needle at the end of it. He was poked by that. He was taken to the hospital for evaluation, but that's terrifying.
Oh, Greg, is this the reason you have other people pump your gas?
Chris, can we stop with this narrative? I pump my own gas.
No, I go to the pumps where people pump. Those are the only gas stations I go to.
Why?
I don't feel like getting out of the car.
Especially in the winter.
And they're doing it.
Yeah.
Are you paying more when the person pumps for you? Yeah.
Not all the time. Some places you don't. There's actually two mobile gas stations on Route 1, one literally right in front of the Golden Banana.
You're so lazy, you go out of your way to go where somebody is pumping for
and
you?
And the gas is cheaper, too, over there.
Yeah,
but I do go out of my way to go to where they pump gas for
you. Kind of like getting out of the car out there and pumping the thing. And occasionally I get that little thing stuck that you're supposed to stick to the thing, and then I'm worried that it's going to spiral out of control. There's going to be a gas spill all over. But it's nice. You get out, you give a hidey-ho to the people who are pumping alongside you.
In New Jersey, you're not allowed to do it.
What's that?
In New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own
really?
Gas.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. That's
because here's why. They started doing that in New Jersey. Is because a lot of people were pumping their own gas and then just not paying and chucking a deuce.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That is it,
Courtney,
in the news.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you'd like to be on this morning, or You can text on the text line, which is 37937. Tomorrow on this show, Devin McCourty at 6:30. It's a Patriots Friday. And I, the more I think about it, the Kyle Duggar thing has me a little bit nervous. Are you nervous?
It should. Yeah, I mean, you're one of your top defensive players, and he's covered a lot of tight ends. Buffalo has a pretty good tight end in the kid Dustin Knox, and now you might be without him. You know, so that's like, you know, that's gonna be very interesting to see if you are without Kyle Duggar, who's a leader on the team in the sense of what you like to do.
All right. Well, Devin McCourty tomorrow morning, next week, Monday morning on Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 to preview Monday Night Football, Pats, Bills, and then Bill Belichick will join us on Tuesday morning on this show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.